Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Moray Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, here to bring nothing but the truth of the mighty Yah. We'd like to say shalom to everyone that is listening in the internet audience. For we know the only reason that thou hast turned in and tuned into our program is for your great love and fear towards the mighty Yah. And who is Yahweh? Yahweh is the Elohim of the heaven and earth and sea and all that therein is. Yahweh is the creator, and Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there is no judge, there is no lawgiver, there is no redeemer, there is no king, and there is no savior besides Yahweh. For he is our only judge, our only lawgiver, our only king, our only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. And we will bring you the word of Yah today. For Yahweh has ordained us to bring you his word and to tell you his truth. And that's what we are coming to do. And today we're going to continue with our series dealing with the order of Yahweh. Because it is in the order of Yahweh that you will begin to see that Yahweh is the only Elohim, the only creator, the only one, that there is none else beside him. For there is no other Elohim that has made the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. For the Most High let us know that he created everything by himself. And you'll see that in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah 44, states in verse 23, sing, O ye heavens, for Yahweh hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests and every tree therein. For Yahweh hath redeemed Yaakov and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. I am Yahweh that maketh all things, stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. This is mighty Yah. And Almighty did not do this great feat in disarray. He did not do it without structure. He did not do it in unorganization. He did this thing in order. And it is by this order you will begin to see Yahweh is the only one. Morey Ishaya went over with us the first 2 days of this week, for this is the third day of the week. But on the first day of the week, on our Wake Up Jacob program, Morey Ishaya dealt with the order of Yahweh, the first order, or number one. And what is the order of one? What is the first thing we need to know? How did Yahweh do everything? What did he start it with? And what is the foundation of it all? And it is the word of Yahweh. And we saw that this word of Yah is the light of Yahweh. This light is wisdom. And this is what Yah used. Create the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and all that therein is. It was all created by his word. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the very first verse, in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And it was this light that Yahweh made in the beginning that established his word. For it reads in the book of Proverbs, 6th chapter, the 23rd verse. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The law is his light. The commandment is a lamp because this is his word. This is by what everything was created by. Everything that is done was done by the word of Yah. This is light. As a matter of fact, in Isaiah the 8th chapter, what does it say? In the 20th verse, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And there's no light in you if you don't have the word of the Most High. It is the word of the Creator that brings forth light for you to see spiritually, and for you to see even physically. This is the only light that matters, for this is light. Even in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, we'll see what this light is, what this word is. In Proverbs 4, verse 7, it reads, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. And wisdom is the principal thing. And why is wisdom the principal thing? The first thing, the main thing, the number one thing. Because it is wisdom that is the word of Yah. Wisdom is the light of Yah. Wisdom is chief, is first. That's why wisdom was there in the beginning, because this is the word of the Most High. And we learned this on the first day of the week, that we, anybody who we may be, must have light. You must have the word of Yah in order to see and to establish what you see, to establish what has been produced, to establish this light, to know that it is this light that has came to fruition and that is from the Most High. It must be established by his name. This is number two. The order of two is Yahweh's name. And Yahweh's name, and Yahweh himself, his throne, is in heaven. This is what he made on the second day, the heavens. And his throne is in the heavens. And in the heavens he sits, and he hears from heaven. And he made the order so to call on his name that he may hear in heaven. Because it is by his name that everything is established that he made. And everything that he does is by his name. This is number two. You can look in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. This is what Morey Ishaya discussed with us yesterday on the second day of the week, dealing with Yahweh's name. And in Isaiah, the 66th chapter, the first verse states, "Thus saith Yahweh, heaven is my throne." As you see, this is what Yahweh has stated. This is his name. Thus saith Yah. No other book will say, "Thus saith Yah." No other book will establish Yahweh has spoken. No other book has the word of Yahweh in it. No other book will let you know that Yahweh spoke to anyone, but only the book of Yahweh. And it states, "Thus saith Yahweh, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest?" The heaven is Yahweh's throne. And this is where his name resides. This is where his name is, in the heaven. This is where you call unto him. But he made a house for his name, so that you may face this house, go to this house, pray at this house, so that he may hear from heaven when you call on his name. For this house was made for his name, and he put it in the place, in the land that he sanctified for himself, in the land that he said he would put his name in, and in the city in which he said he would put his name in. And he called that place Jerusalem, or Yerushalom. And you'll read this in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. In 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse reads, "But I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel." He chose Jerusalem, that his name might be there. And in verse 16, we'll read what he said about this house. It says, "But will Elohim in very deed dwell with men on earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less than this house which I have built? Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Yahweh my Elohim, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place where thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there. Hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place." Why? "To hearken therefore unto the supplication of thy servant and of thy people, Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven. And when thou hearest, forgive." And this is what his house is for, that he may hear when you call upon his name from heaven. And that is the order of two, Yahweh's name. And it was established on the second day. That's when he made the heavens, to represent his name. And this is how Yah's order is made, how Yah's order comes about. You'll not ever read in any other place about the order of Yahweh, about how Yahweh orders even his name. How did Yahweh even order the word and his name? In Psalms 138, In Psalms 138, verse 1 reads, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the Elohim will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Because the word is first. If you want to know anything, you got to know the word of the Most High. If you want to know anything about anything, you must know the word of Yah. And if you want to know who brought forth this word, then you must know Yahweh's name. You must know his name because it is his name that commanded, that established this word to go forth. It is how the Almighty put forth his word, by his name. He put his seal of approval on this word by his name. But you won't read that in the New Testament. You won't read that in the Quran. You won't read that in any of these books. You won't see this on the walls of Egypt. Or you won't hear about it in any other place. But only through the word of the Most High Yah. So what is the order of three? What does the order of three represent in the word of the Most High? The order of three is according to Yah's messenger on earth. Yahweh has a messenger. Yahweh has a servant on earth. And why on earth? Because it is on the third day that Yahweh made the earth. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the ninth verse states, and Elohim said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. On the third day, Yahweh created the earth. He allowed the dry land to appear. This is how the Almighty created the earth, on the third day. And he made his messenger, he established his messenger, his servant, order of three, because it is his servant on earth. This is his servant, his messenger. And what does this all mean? How do we know Yahweh has a messenger? And how do we know Yahweh's messenger is in the ordinance of three? Does Yahweh even have a messenger? All these other religions and all these other cultures and all these other nations, they have their messengers. The president has his ambassadors. The king or the queen has their prime ministers. The religions have their priests and their soothsayers and their pastors and their bishops and their prophets and their so-called messengers and their seers and their ministers. But does Yahweh have a messenger? Of course it does. As a matter of fact, if Yahweh didn't have a messenger, no other nationality, no other culture, no other faith, no other religion would even dare think to have one, because they wouldn't know who to copy it from. But Yahweh has a messenger. If you look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, In Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, start at the 15th verse, Yahweh thy Elohim will raise up unto thee a prophet, a messenger, an inspired person, a prophet from the midst of thee, from the midst of Israel, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desiredst of Yahweh thy Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth. You see, this is Yah's messenger, because he has the word of Yahweh in his mouth. How else is he going to be the messenger of the Most High? He doesn't have the magic wand of the Most High. He doesn't have the flying carpet of the Most High. He has the word of the Most High in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Because what's the second order? What's the first order? First order is one. And what is the first order? Yah's word. And this messenger, this prophet, must first speak the word of the Most High. And he speaks this word of the Most High in Yah's name. He said, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other deities, even that prophet shall die, because he did not have the word of Yah in the name of Yah. If you look in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, just knowing you, Yah has a messenger. In Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16 states, thus saith Yahweh, Yahweh of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of Yah. And what comes out of the mouth of Yah? His word. And these prophets that are telling you JC lives, these prophets that are telling you Muhammad is his prophet, these prophets that are telling you to seek Egypt, these prophets, they are not Yah's messenger. They're speaking things of their own heart. They did not speak according to the mouth of Yah. They shall say still unto them that despise me, Yahweh have said, ye shall have peace. And they shall say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil will come upon him. These are liars. For who have stood in the counsel of Yahweh and have perceived and heard his word, who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, yeah, who marked his word? Who heard his word? Because if you heard his word, then it would have been Yah's name attached to it. If you skip to verse 21, Yah says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Because why? Because these prophets that speak the word of the Most High, they're converting. Why? Because the word of Yah is perfect. The law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul. And this is what Yah's messenger does. Does Yahweh have a messenger? In the book of Malachi, the second chapter, showing you what Yah's messenger does. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 4 reads, "And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith Yah of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name." Why? Because this is what Yahweh sends when he has a message. He sends it through his messenger, and he has it with his name on it. The law of truth, verse 6, was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. This is what the messenger of Yahweh of hosts possesses. The law is in his mouth. And what is the law? The law is the word of Yah. And this messenger only came by the name of Yahweh. This is how you know this is Yah's messenger. He has his word. He has his name. And that's how you know he has his message. That's the third order. Yah's messenger on earth. Yah's servant on earth. And who did Yahweh even use to establish that he has a messenger, that he has a servant on earth? If you go to the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, you're going to see what Yahweh began to establish with a man. In the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, the first verse, it reads, "Now Yahweh had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, to a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Yahweh is going to use Abraham to be a blessing to the whole world. He's using this man, Abraham, to be a blessing to the entire earth. And why Abraham? Because Abraham is Yah's messenger. Abraham is Yahweh's servant. And you'll know this to be the truth when you look in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. In Genesis, the 15th chapter, as it said already, in Deuteronomy, Yahweh said he will send his word to his prophet. And this is what it says in Genesis 15 and 1. "After these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." So the word of Yahweh went to Abram. And what does that mean? Not only is this the first man ever recorded to have the word of Yah come unto him, this is the first man that is recorded to even pray for anybody, to bless anybody. Abraham. Because he is a blessing. And those that bless him will be blessed. And those that curse him will be cursed. And through the Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And the word of Yah came unto Abram. And look further down. And you're going to see how Yahweh established Abraham. In verse 7. And he said unto him, I am Yahweh that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Yahweh Elohim, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, what did Abraham ask? He asked for a sign. And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. Why did Yah tell Abraham to get these three different animals of 3 years old? He did this because he was establishing his servant. He was showing this is his servant, his messenger, because the order of three represents Yah's messenger on earth. Usually, when doing a sacrifice, Yahweh requires a heifer of 1 year old, a she-goat of 1 year old, and a ram of 1 year old. But Yahweh told him to give him these things of 3 years old. And why? Because the order of three represents Yah's messenger. And Abraham was Yahweh's servant. And verse 10 says, and he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And where the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, in horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also, that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. This is the prophecy that Yahweh gave to Abraham concerning his seed, concerning us. It's the first prophecy given to anyone in the entire book, given to Abraham about you, because we are the seed of Abraham. And it is through us, through Abraham and his seed, shall the whole earth be blessed. All the families of the earth shall be blessed. Again, Abraham is Yah's messenger, established again in the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter. And it says in verse 13, and it came to pass, when Elohim caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is my kindness, which you shall show me at every place, whither we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and woman servants and gave them unto Abraham, and restored him Sarah, his wife. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleases thee. And unto Sarah he said, behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee, and with all other. Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed unto Elohim, and Elohim healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For Yahweh had fast closed up all the wounds of the house of Abimelech, he because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. So Abraham prayed for this man. And that's what Yahweh's messenger does. He prays unto Yahweh for not only himself, but Yahweh gave his messenger the ability to pray for other people. Because he is his messenger. He is the one who Yahweh gave his word in his name to call upon him to give his message. And you can also pray for others. This is what a prophet does. Hear the prayer of your servant. This is what Yah does. And of course, this was a blessing, because Abram was to be a blessing to all the families of the earth. But if you look in the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter, Exodus chapter 19, verse 1 reads, in the third month. Why the third month? Why are we reading this now and it's in the third month? Because this is the order of three. And if it's the third month, if it's something that's dealing with the third, then it's dealing with Yahweh's messenger. And we're going to see if this chapter that starts off what it's saying in the third month, if this has anything to do with Yahweh's servant, with Yahweh's messenger. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day, meaning the day of the third month, came they into the wilderness Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Yaakov, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And this does have everything to do with Yahweh's messenger, with Yahweh's servant, because Israel is Yahweh's servant. We are his messengers on earth. And this covenant that he was making with us would establish us as the only nation sanctified by the Most High to be a kingdom of priests and be above all people on the earth. This is what keeping the covenant of Yah comes with. And when did he present this to us? In the third month. But more specifically, he did it on the third day. We keep reading. And Moses came and called out for all the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded. All the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yah. And Yahweh said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day, Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon the Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up unto the mountain, or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mountain shall be surely put to death. And when did they do this? When did Yahweh say he came and joined unto his people? Because this is what Yahweh was doing. He was joining unto the children of Israel in a covenant that will be everlasting, a covenant that would establish us as his people, a covenant that would establish us as his servants. And this covenant was brought to us in the third month, on the third day. And why the third? Because this is what represents Yahweh's messenger. Yahweh's servant is the order of three. Yahweh's messenger on earth. And this came to us in the third day. You'll also read in Genesis, the 29th chapter, how Yahweh establishes his order. Because this is the order of three. And in Genesis 29, begin reading at verse 31. And when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren, and Leah conceived and bare a son. And she called his name Reuben, for she said, Surely Yahweh hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And why did Leah say this? Because she knew Yahweh saw her. The light was upon her. She saw him. And this is what Reuben means. He looked, he saw. In verse 33, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, Because Yahweh hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon or Shimon because he heard. And where does Yahweh hear? He hears in heaven. And what was created the second day? Heaven. And who does she call on? And he heard from heaven, and she bare a second son, whose name was Shimon, or Simeon. In verse 34, and she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And this is what the order of three is four. Levi was to join you unto the Most High. That's what Yah did in Mount Sinai when he gave us his covenant, the Ten Commandments, in the third month, on the third day. He gave us his Ten Commandments. And this was a covenant that joined us unto the Most High, that married us unto the Most High, that brought us together unto the Most High, and who blesses the children of Israel. Let me show you who blesses the children of Israel in the book of Numbers, the sixth chapter. in the book of Numbers, chapter 6. We'll start reading at verse 22, where it reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron, and unto his sons, saying, On this wise shall ye bless the children of Israel, saying, Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Because why? Because Levi, Levi, sons of Aaron, the priest, bless the children of Israel in the name of Yah, because they're his messenger. They give the word to the people, the blessing to them, and Yah will bless them. This is their job, to bring Yahweh to his people and his people to Yah, to join them unto them. And when, in what order was Levi? He's the third son. And that's what Leah said. I will now be joined unto my husband, for I've bare him three sons. And this Levi, Aaron, and his sons, and the priest in his bloodline thereafter, bless the people. Join the people. Bring the message of Yahweh to the people. And this is why. Because it's the order of three. And this is what it's for. To be Yah's messenger on earth. But yet there's more that we need to see about Yahweh's messenger on earth. Because not only is he to be this blessing, as he has, Yahweh has said, and to bring forth his word to the people, as Yahweh has said, but this messenger is holy. This servant is holy. If you look in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah, 41st chapter, just to establish that Israel is this servant. Isaiah 41 and 8 says, But thou, Israel, art my servant, Yaakov, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. This is who Yah using to be this blessing to all the families of the earth. But this messenger, this servant, is holy. How do you know the order of three is dealing with holiness? If you go to the book of Genesis, even the second chapter, start at the first verse, it states, Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested. This is the seventh day. Yah rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Elohim blessed the seventh day. The first thing he did. What was the second thing he did? First thing he did was rest. The second thing he did, Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. That's the third thing he did. Because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Elohim created and made. So Yahweh did three major things on the seventh day. He ceased. He rested from all his work. He didn't make anything else. Then he blessed the seventh day. Of course, it's blessed in his name. And that's the second thing he did. But the third thing is he sanctified it. He set the Sabbath day apart. He made it holy. And the Sabbath day just so happened to occur on the third day of the fourth month, meaning that was the date of the month in which the first Sabbath day came into fruition, the third day of the month. And on this third day of the month, which just so happened to be the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, the third thing he did on this Sabbath day was sanctify it. He rested, he blessed it, and he sanctified it. And when something is sanctified, it is holy. Look in the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. Exodus 31 and 12 reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you." And why? Because it is the Sabbath day that Yahweh used to sanctify his people. And why did he use the Sabbath day? Because it occurred on the third day of the month. And the third thing he did was sanctify it, because this is a holy day. In the third order of three, not only is dealing with Yah's messenger, but this messenger is holy. That's why I said in Exodus 19 that you will be a holy nation. You're not just any other nation. You're not just any other group of people. You're a holy people, a holy nation, a holy servant, a holy messenger, sanctified by the Most High. And when did he do this? On the Sabbath day, a holy day, the first holy day. And this Sabbath day was on the third day of the month. And the third thing Yah did on this Sabbath day was sanctify it. But as we said, Yahweh made the earth on the third day. And let me show you what else Yahweh did with this order of three in the book of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. We'll begin reading in the 12th verse, where it states, "When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, has given it unto the Levite." Why does the tithes go to the Levite? And why is the third year the year of tithing? Why is the third year the year of the tenth? Because that's what a tithe is, a tenth. Why the third year? Why is the third year the year of the tenth? Well, the tenth, or the number 10, is none other than the order of three. There's only seven orders. We're on the order of three right now. We'll conclude with the seventh. And then everything after that falls under the category of one of those seven orders. So naturally, 8 would be 1, 9 would be 2, and 10 is 3. And the 10th is holy unto Most High. And the year of 10th, or the year of tithing, is the third year. This is the year of tithing. And has given unto the Levite. So this holy article goes to Levi. And who is Levi? Yah's messenger on earth. And what is the God from? All your increase from the earth, whether it be gold, silver, food, cattle, it's all from the earth. And it goes unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. Then thou shalt say before Yah, thy Elohim, I have brought away the hollow things out of mine house, and also have given them unto the Levite, and unto the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandments, which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my morning, neither have I taken away aught for any unclean use, nor given out thereof for the dead, but I have hearkened to the voice of Yah, my Elohim, and done according to that thou hast commanded me. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. This day, Yahweh thy Elohim commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thy heart and with all thy soul. This day thou hast avouched Yahweh this day to be thy Elohim and to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and to hearken unto his voice. And what day is that? The third day of the week. The third month. And did you not know? Did you not realize that in the third year, in the end of that year, which would be the seventh month, that month is the exact same month as the third month of the first year that we read about in Exodus 19, because this is the year of tithing. This is when Yahweh sanctified the holy nation. And being by doing so, you must give your tenth to the ones that Yahweh set them apart for. This is how you return to the Most High. And this is what Yahweh also told you, that if you want to return to him, then bring all the tithes and offerings out of your house and bring it to his house. For he wants there to be meat in his house for his people. So not only is Yahweh's messenger on earth established to bring forth his message, but the messenger is holy. This is a holy messenger, God's holy servant, to do this thing. And how do we know Yah's servant is the children of Israel? If you look in the book of Psalms 147, in Psalms 147, verse 19 reads, he sheweth his word unto Yaakov. Why? Because he gave his word to his messenger, to his servant, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yahweh. This is who he gave word to. This is who he gave his statutes to. This is who he gave his name to. His messenger on earth. He didn't give it to anybody else. And it's only through his messenger. It is only through his servant that the whole entire world will be blessed. That the whole entire world, that all the earth will even come to know who Yahweh is. Why do you think Yahweh has all his people scattered throughout the whole earth? Yahweh did this thing, and the whole earth will have to come to know who he is. If you look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, Yahweh could have cursed us to turn white. Yahweh could have cursed us to not ever produce seed again. Yahweh could have cursed us to be a slave forever. Yahweh could have cursed us to do anything. One of the curses that Yahweh made sure we would be is scattered throughout the whole earth. If you look in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, it says in verse 63, "And it shall come to pass that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked from off the land where you go to possess it. And Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other. There thou shalt serve other Elohim, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone." Yahweh made sure we were scattered throughout the whole earth. He didn't have to curse like that. What is the end result of us being scattered throughout the whole earth? Who did he scatter? Who did Yahweh in particular scatter throughout the whole earth? I'll show you in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 11, we'll begin reading in the 10th verse. "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." Why do Gentiles need to seek this root of Jesse, who is David? And David is the servant of Yah. Why is the world, the Gentiles, seeking him? Because he's Yah's messenger. He blesses the whole world. "And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and shall gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth." Why? Because Yehuda is in the four corners of the earth, scattered throughout the whole earth. He made sure this is where we were. And be it that we are scattered throughout the whole earth, what did Yahweh say about this? In Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, "Did he not make the earth on the third day? Is not Israel his servant on earth?" And how else is Yah going to have the whole entire world see that it is Yahweh that is the Elohim? It is Yahweh that is the creator, that kills and heals, that wounds and make alive. That is Yahweh, word that has to be established through his name, and that his servant He did this thing to his servant. In Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, says in verse 1, "But now thus saith Yah, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you." Why? Why is he doing this with Israel? Because he wants the world to know that he is the Elohim of Israel, and that the word that he promised will not return void. "For I am Yahweh Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Cush and Seba for thee. Since you were precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life." Yahweh will give people, whole nations, just to redeem you. "Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." Yahweh did this for his glory. He's not doing this for us. He's doing it for his glory, that his word don't come back void, that his name is not no longer defiled, that his servant bring forth his glory and does what exactly he said he would do, which is be a blessing to all the families of the earth. And whosoever shall curse him will be cursed. This is what the Almighty is doing with his servant. And this is the order of three. This is what the third represents, Yah's messenger on earth. And if it's not going to be throughout the entire earth, how can the whole world come to know the Most High? You look in Isaiah, the second chapter, to show you that the whole world must come to the place of Yah's servant. In Isaiah, the second chapter, we'll begin reading in the first verse, where it reads, "The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountains of Yahweh's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it." All nations. They now going to have to come to Yah's house. And who did Yahweh put in charge to keep his house? His servant, Israel. "And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh's house, of the Elohim of Yaakov." They're going to have to acknowledge that Yahweh is the Elohim of Jacob. And he scattered Jacob throughout the four corners of the earth. But he brought him back. And now they got to come to the house of the Elohim of Yaakov, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Yaakov, come ye and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. Because where's the light of Yahweh? It's in his word. And all the people that come to your nation, the land that he's returning to us, to hear the ways of the Most High. because this is Yah's servant. This is where his servant will reside. But the whole earth will come. And why? Why will they come? In Isaiah, the 66th chapter. Start reading. In verse 19, where it says, "And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow to Tubal and Yavan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith Yahweh, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yah. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith Yah. As the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new month to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yahweh. All flesh in all these nations from around the world will bring the children of Israel to our land, because Yahweh will get glory upon his servant. And why? Because he's the messenger of the Most High, the holy servant, the holy messenger, the holy nation on earth, to represent the word of Yah in the name of Yah. Again, if you look in the book of Ezekiel, just showing you that the reason that Yahweh has Israel as his messenger on earth, the reason Yah has Israel as his servant on earth, is to get glory for Yahweh, not glory for Israel, not glory for you, but glory for Yahweh. That's why he has to show forth his word, because Yah's word is light, and his glory must shine. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, start reading in verse 16, where it says, "Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way, by their doings. Their ways was before me as the uncleanliness of a removed woman. Wherefore, I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols, for which they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land." You see, I put us throughout all these countries. "But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel." He is not about to deliver us for our sake, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, where you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which he profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, saith Yahweh Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. The Most High is doing this not for your sake, for my sake, for Israel's sake, but he's doing it for his holy name's sake, because his name is what establishes everything. It is in his name that he sent us here, and it is in his name that he said he would bring us back. And who is he talking about? His servant, his messenger, who he has made for his glory. And this is why he's holy. Because you can't have a profane messenger for Yah's glory, because Yahweh is holy. Therefore, his servant, his messenger is holy. And that is why the order of three is holy. His messenger is for the order of three. And how do we know that this order of three is stamped all throughout Yah's servant? Well, if you look in the book of Hosea, the sixth chapter. The first verse. Come, and let us return unto Yahweh, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, will he revive us? In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know Yah. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Why in the third day? Because this is for his messenger, his servant that is on the earth. It could have happened the fourth day. It could have happened the 10th day or the 13th day. But it says the third day for Yah's messenger. This is what the third represents. Again, what did one of Yah's servants do to get the attention of the Most High? If you look in the book of Ezra, in the 8th chapter, in the book of Ezra, trying to get the exact verse. All right. Can't find the verse, excuse me. So I'll go on to the next scripture in the book of Esther. Maybe that's what I meant from the beginning anyway. And in the book of Esther, start reading in the fourth chapter, because Mordecai had seen that there was destruction that was pronounced on the children of Israel, on the children of Yehuda, throughout all the provinces of Ahasuerus. And so he went to the king's court to cry. And it says in the first verse, when Mordecai perceived that all was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city. He cried with a loud and bitter cry and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. In every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Yehudim, and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told her. Then it was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him. But he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what was and why it was. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai into the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that happened unto him, and of the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go unto the king, make supplication upon unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hatak came to Esther the words of Mordecai. And again Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. And the king's servant and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called there, is one law for him to put him to death, except such of whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come unto the king these 30 days. And he told Mordecai Esther's words. And at the point is that here you see Esther said this when Mordecai corrected her. She said to Mordecai, go gather all the Yehudim that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go into the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Esther fasted and commanded that they all fast 3 days and three nights. For what? For Yah's servant. And why did they choose three? Because it's Yah's servant. It's Yah's messenger on earth. And this is what the order of three represents. Yahweh's messenger on earth. His holy servant or messenger on earth. And that holy servant, that holy messenger on this earth, is the children of Israel, the seed of Abraham, Yahweh's friend. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we. Hallelujah. Yeah. We gon' fly.
rise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered, pull sheets up of our lovers, we're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city, your refuge, the fountains of living waters. This showers me with righteousness, restores my order.